lion becoming God's prodigy.
Hey guys, welcome to Becoming God's Prodigy, the podcast dedicated to helping you discover and embrace your divine potential within you. I'm your host, Star Lawrence, and if you're looking for a podcast to just explore the transformative journey of faith, growth, and purpose, all rooted in the love of God, whether you're seeking inspiration or whether you're seeking guidance or encouragement on your walk with God, you're in the right place. Join me as we unlock the extraordinary possibilities of becoming God's prodigy together. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with others who are ready to step into their God-given destiny. Let's begin the journey to becoming God's prodigy together. God is calling his people, y'all. That's it. Drops the mic. I hate to start off strong, but we got to get down to business because God is waiting on us in this season. And we don't have the time that we think we have. This is not a situation where it's like, okay, we're just going to let it go to voicemail. I'm going to hit, sorry, can't talk right now. Call you back later. No, God says, pick it up. I'm calling you. Pick up the call. Answer the call. God is specifically looking for us to be willing to go, like in Isaiah 6:8. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me. Send me. Are we willing to respond to God? And looking in Isaiah 6, we may not feel like we're worthy to answer the call, but God has called and chose us for a reason. Like Isaiah was like, whew, I don't know. Y'all, I'm ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips. Like I ain't got it all together like that. I'm not even sure that I'm worthy of this glory of God, but this is why God's mercy and his grace is sufficient. Because God, he will and he can clean us up, wash us up of our iniquities so that we can serve. And God needs us. He needs us. I'm like, oh, girl, what? Hold on. This is a little too strong. Well, I'm sorry, but I love you. So I have to tell you, he needs us. And don't take that as he has to wait on us, because God will find somebody. Like he will find somebody to get the job done, but he's so gracious and he's so good that he said, I want you. Like, I want you. Ain't nobody going to do this thing like how Star's going to do it with the anointing that I'm going to bless her with. I want you. Like, I want you to do it. So are we going to answer God's call? God's like, I'm going to put her where she can answer the call and grow in me. And honestly, and look at Isaiah 6:7, y'all. I've been spending a little time in Isaiah. Are we willing to admit that, Jesus, I have some work to do, but if you believe in me, I believe in me. And whatever you say to go, I will go because you call me to it. And God isn't calling us to be our most perfect selves, but he's looking for people with an open heart. And Isaiah wasn't perfect. He admits to his sin. He admits to his sin right there in the text. He does, but his heart was open and his heart was willing. He's like, look, I got some stuff with me. I do. But if you want to clean it up, then I'll go. I will go. And, you know, my bishop said something early on in our 40-day fast. She said, we're not perfect, but we are in the perfect position. And Satan can't stand for privilege and the favor that we have with God. And that just really stuck with me. Like, we have privilege. We have favor with God. We have grace. We have mercy with God to do all of these things that God is calling us to do. Like, we're human, right? We're going to fall short. We'll get to that a little bit later. But we have the favor and the privilege of God. All we have to do is answer the call. All we have to do is pick up the line. And we have access to all of these things through the will of God. But are we willing? Are we willing to? And let me tell y'all how determined I was to not answer God's call. And before I say this, y'all repeat after me. We listen and we don't judge. Okay, got it. So I was so determined to do what I wanted to do and to try to ignore God's call that I was mad and I was like frustrated and I was wishing I was a bird, y'all. I was wishing I was a bird or some creature other than a human. Now, y'all know how crazy that is? Like, that is crazy because I did not want the responsibility of abiding to God's word and holding up a standard to do what God had asked of me and that would be required of me. But we should know with relationship, there is responsibility. I mean, it just is. And a certain restraint that is required from us. And for whatever reason, I feel like we have had a hard time understanding that with God. And it's not hard for us to understand with our natural relationships. Like, we know we're in a relationship with whomever you're in, or friendship, whatever, you know, there's a responsibility, there's a standard, there's a requirement that you have. But when it comes to God, for some reason, we just kind of like black out in our minds, like, oh, well, I can just kind of do this, I can just kind of do that. No, there, with relationship, there's responsibility. And I, for whatever reason, when I was wishing to be a bird, I didn't want that. And I've even had people tell me, like, girl, I couldn't even watch a full episode of your podcast because I knew God was going to deal with me. I knew he was going to, you know, be speaking in some stuff I didn't want to hear, or I didn't want to go to church because the conviction was going to be too heavy. Like, I ain't really trying to feel all that. And I've experienced that myself too. But what I didn't realize was that God was speaking to my heart to do better while I'm trying to continue to run away from him. It's like, girl, you're going the wrong way. Run to God. You're going the wrong direction. There's a responsibility that is required when following God. And to be honest, I was scared. I was really scared to take on that responsibility. And I don't even know that scared. I was scared and I wanted to be irresponsible. I mean, that's just what it was. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I was like, hold on, God. I ain't ready for all that. And that ain't for me. I mean, I was thinking, well, if I'm not ready, I'm not even going to play in God's face. I mean, it just is what it is. I'm going to just keep doing me. I'm going to keep doing me how I like to do it, wishing I was a bird. Like, in hindsight, that is absolutely ridiculous. But in the moment, I had my life figured out. I had it figured out, and I couldn't see how, really, my life would be better with God because I was so busy trying to do my own thing. Like, I was almost, in a sense, idolizing myself. Like, oh, I can get it done. I'm a go-getter. I'm doing this. You know, that's a scary and a really bad place to be. But that's a testimony right there in itself. Just the deliverance from that type of confusion. And let's just keep it real. It's a lie. A lie. It's a lie that I was telling myself. I was so locked up and wrapped up in sin that I thought my life would be better without the standards and the guidance of God, because I wanted to do what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, when I wanted to do it. It was ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I'm ignoring the call of God because I want to operate on my own time and in my own realm. And I want to be able to fluctuate. Oh, I know, Jesus, I know you out there, but I'm doing me. I'm out here too. Like, you know, I'm going to pick you up when I, you know, finish doing this, or, you know, I'll just repent, you know. It's terrible. And it breaks my heart. It really just breaks my heart because there are so many people just like I was that are avoiding the call of God and the call that he has for their lives, for the fear of change, or waiting to be ready, or because they experienced delayed judgment. So we think that we're getting away with sin to some sort of degree. Like, it's like, oh, you know, I did sin a little bit, but ain't nothing happened. So I'm going to, you know, just keep doing it. You know, God, thank you for holding me down. No, it's heartbreaking because at the end of the day, we aren't fooling God. We are only fooling and depriving ourselves of the life that God intended for us. We are imperfect people. We'll never be fully ready. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Oh, I have time. I'm not ready yet. I have time. No, we don't have time. We do not have the luxury of time to waste any longer. You know, and I'm 28 years old today. I'm 28 years old, and it took me all the way up to this point to kind of like get that into my head, like to get that into my mindset, for me to truly surrender and submit to God. While I had 28 years to do that, some people didn't even get 10. Some people didn't even get 18. you know, we don't have time. And like, while we're imperfect and we will never like fully be ready, now I do believe we will be better than we were before as we grow in Christ and mature in Christ. But the reality of it is that we're going to fall short. But being intentional matters. The where you're coming from, your heart matters. But to live in a sense like how I was living was like, oh, I know this is wrong. I'm going to do it anyway, but I'm just going to repent afterwards. That's two different ball games. So intentionality does matter. Y'all, our lives do not start until we're saved, until we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and until we're living a God-led life, surrendering and submitting to God for all things. And the Bible says those who will save their lives shall lose it. And whoever loses his life shall find it. It's a thing that I thought that I was saving my life by doing what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. I didn't realize that I was actually losing my life. I'm playing a dangerous game with sin at that. You know, anything could happen. And when we surrender to God and lay at his feet, humbling ourselves, that's when we are living. That's when we are filled up. That's when we find that purpose because we're being led by God. And I remember thinking to myself, if I think my life is great now, add God to it. I ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, woo, y'all better watch out. Y'all better watch out because God is up to something. If you are still running from God and ignoring the call, answer the call, friend. Answer the call. I'm here to just say answer the call. It's the best thing that you could ever do for yourself and your family, for your finances, for your home, for your purpose. My God, Bishop is teaching on the remnant right now and being chosen, and specifically the Abrahamic covenant has been sticking out to me, and just like how God chose Abram, changed his name, blessed him with this ultimate, to the ultimate point of obedience and faithfulness. I mean, it's just amazing what God can do when you answer the call. If Abraham had not followed Jesus and answered the call to leave all that he knew to serve God, who would know what Abraham's life would look like? Okay. Who would know? You know, stop running from God. Don't go in the wrong direction. Run to God. His arms are wide open. There's nothing, not a thing in this world that you cannot be forgiven for, that God cannot turn around. God is greater and bigger than it all. He is. And if you think that you live a good life now, just think about your life, right? If you think that, oh my God, I got a maid in the shade, try Jesus. And then you see how that can be magnified. I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Nothing can go wrong. Listen, that song, God of War by Jacqueline Carr, I never lost with Jesus. That's been one of the songs that's been in my mind as I've been going through like this state of this roller coaster of discouragement and encouragement. I mean, it's been up and down, y'all. Y'all know I've been talking about it on social media, but that's been my anthem. I've never lost with Jesus. I can't stop now. I can't not do what God is calling me to do or what he said to do because I can't lose with him. I can't lose. The only option with God is to win. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have suffering and trials and those things, but at the end of the day, the victory is the Lord God Almighty. Let me just tell you, it's going to be so great. So I really hope that you all pick up the call. Answer the call, y'all. Answer the call. God is waiting for you. I love you guys. I hope that you were able to enjoy this episode. Tune in 2 weeks. Bye.